Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. That's me. How are you? It's Wednesday. We got to come up with another W. We got Wham. We got Whitesnake. Well, who? What else?
We had Wang Chung.
Well, yeah, Wang Chung Wednesday. Wang Chung Wednesday. That's a good one. Nick DiGilio on WGN. I'm your overnight dude every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. We'll be here doing that indefinitely. Steve Cochran coming up at 6 o'clock. Steve Grzanich coming up at 5 o'clock with the opening bell. We're going to be talking about phobias. What are you afraid of? What do you have an irrational fear of? And then we'll get into some other behavior stories as well. But we want to get into some phobias. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And you can talk or text us there, or you can check us out on Facebook as well. So, Esmeralda, do you have any phobias? I'm guessing you do.
Yeah, I do. Yep.
So, which ones do you have?
So one I have is, I wouldn't say a fear, but it is a paranoia of walking over grates, specifically downtown.
Oh.
Because I'm scared they're going to fall through. And it happened, I think it happened twice last year. Not in the city, but it happened on some grates. Some person fell through them.
That's funny. I have a friend. She is also, will not walk on grates.
Yeah.
In the city. Like, you know, especially like, I was in New York with her one time, and there's a lot of grates in New York, and like the grates in New York that you walk over, you can actually see the subway.
No, thank you.
Like underneath, you know, you can see the, you know, you can at least, you can not only hear it, but you can feel the breeze of the subway and kind of like see sparks and stuff. So, but no, that, so it was it, what is it about that? I mean, you just,
because I could at any point just fall through.
So you just
and fall underground and then hurt myself and or get run over by a train.
Or you might have,
or be covered in stuff.
You might get eaten by the chuds.
Yeah, or rats. Or whatever other creatures
they're
eating, are down
they're,
there.
They're eating pizza. In New York, they're eating pizza. But yeah, you might get eaten by the chuds. The chuds
that
might
is a
get,
real fear.
The chuds might get you. Yeah, you know, do you know this? Have you heard the story about the woman who, I don't know if it was in New York. I think it was in New York. Obviously, it was in a big city. And the story was this woman, this idiot woman, was walking down the street and she was texting.
Okay.
She wasn't paying attention because she was texting and she's walking and she fell down an open manhole cover.
They didn't have, I mean, I'm assuming they had cones or.
She just walked and just kept walk and flunk.
Oh, God.
And then she sued the city.
Well, that's on. I mean, if they had cones or something around it, then it's on her.
No, she didn't win.
Oh, well, good.
As far as I know, she didn't win.
See, manholes, I don't have a problem with.
Because you know they're there.
Well, I think because too, there's a lip. Where manhole sits.
Oh, so you mean you don't mind walking over manhole covers? That
right.
Doesn't bother you, but grates do.
Yes. Be quiet. Okay. And I will jump. There's a bit here that's really long on State Street.
Yes.
Where it's a very tiny bit of sidewalk. I will walk on the sidewalk, and if people are coming on the side, I'm like, I'm not moving. You're going to have to move.
Because I will not set foot on this grate.
Right. It's like a game of chicken.
Now, where did you read or hear or see that grates started falling in and people were falling down into the chuds?
Well... Well, I had seen at least two cases last year.
Where?
I think of someone. I forget where it was. And it was like at a school and it was like the air conditioning grate or something like that. But still, it's a grate. And that one, like people aren't really walking on. And I imagine like these people are walking on all the time and they're probably kind of rusty. And at any moment, just walking and whoosh.
Just waiting for you to walk on them so that they collapse and
yep.
You get chutted.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, that's an interesting one. That's a pretty specific one, too. Are we going to find out a lot about you this morning, Esmeralda? I think we might be finding out what a head case you are.
I have some fears.
Okay. Dan, do you have any phobias? Because I have a bunch as well. Because, well, everybody knows I'm a head case and I'm a lunatic. But go ahead.
You know, I've overcome it. But identical twins kind of freaked me out for a while.
Can you watch The Shining?
Well, I think that's part of the reason why. So it's really weird because Joe, my friend Joe, who we had a Fly Jam contribution.
That's right.
He is actually one of an identical twins. Joe and Frank Ramirez were identical twins in my grade school.
Okay.
And so I never had a problem with them in grade school. And then eventually, for some reason, like in college, I started to develop it a little bit. And like it just kind of weirded me out every time I saw them. And I think it's partially because of The Shining and just all kind of sorts of things.
Did you have difficulty telling them apart?
No. In grade school, we were cool. Like, I mean, their personalities were different enough where, like, you could figure out who was who, no problem.
Now, when they were kids, did they dress alike? Did their parents put them in
We went to the Catholic grade school. So
everybody dressed alike.
Yeah, so we all had the same blue shirt and black slacks.
Right. You were all twins in some way.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, man, what if your baby was babies?
Well, that's the funny thing. Joe had twins. So he is one of a twin, and now he has twins.
Oh boy!
So that but yeah, I mean, like my friend Billy, he's got friends who have identical daughters, and I was just like, I can't even like talk to these kids.
Yeah.
So it's now gone because there's a HGTV show called Property Brothers, and they're identical twins, and I watch that show a lot because I'm 55 and I own a home now. And but like even then, like during some episodes, I get the willies. Just sometimes they'll be talking to each other and I'll be like,
you know, speaking of The Shining, this isn't really like a phobia thing, but have you guys seen this thing called The Chickening?
I saw it. I didn't click on it.
I have not.
All right. It's this short film that these guys made. Where they added weird special effects in their own faces and chickens to The Shining. And the description that when I clicked on it and watched it, it was like, this is one of the funniest things you'll ever see in your life. I didn't find it funny at all. I found it weird. And actually, it might be more terrifying than The Shining. It's just, I don't understand it. I don't understand what the point is, but people were like, oh, it's brilliant. And it is a really well done and seamless, you know, it's not even a parody. I don't even know what it is because it's not really a parody. It's not really a satire. They just use really good technology and really good skills putting chickens and beaks and weird eyes and their faces integrated into this and like weird effects and stuff. So like technically you look at it and you go, wow, these guys did this on like no budget and on their computer. And that's pretty cool. But what is it? And it's really disturbing. It, like some of the imagery is like really just like the Danny Lloyd character in it. He's like an adult. They put like, it's like his body and I think his eyes, but they put like a weird adult goateed face on him. And because it's kind of seamlessly CGI computerized, it's very off-putting. And they made Shelley Duvall's face even skinnier and made her eyes all goofy. And then they add beaks to things and they're chickens. And I don't understand it. I don't know what it's supposed to be.
It is funny though when Jack Nicholson goes to the bathroom, and the you know it's the woman.
Yeah,
but it's a guy just going hello.
Yeah,
that's kind of silly.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what it's supposed to be, but the description was very misleading. The description that I read was like, "Oh, you will not stop laughing. This is one of the funniest things you'll ever see." I don't think there's anything funny about it. I mean, I can admire the technique and the talent that was used, you know, and that they executed this thing on their computer. But I don't understand what the hell it is.
All the dead chickens are kind of freaking me out.
There's just a lot of it's all weird.
There's like just a lot of dead chickens.
Like
everywhere.
The twins. I don't understand what's going on. The twins are like dancing.
They're millennials.
Right.
They're into hip hop.
And then I don't understand why Danny Lloyd's character has like an adult face with a beard. I don't understand any of it. I really don't. technique, very clever in terms of using, you know, computers to do that on no budget. Yes, these guys are talented, but it's not funny. It's just, what is this? So it's called The Chickening, if you're interested. It's like this just weird mishmash. I don't even want to say it's a satire or a parody. They're just messing around with The Shining, and they put chickens and weird stuff in it. So I don't know. I don't know, man. But that's not going to help, Dan. It's not going to help you at all with your fear of twins.
I will avoid it.
And I bet that there's an actual name for it. I bet there's an actual phobia name for a fear of twins. There's got to be, because there's like a... There's a technical phobia, whatever phobia you have, there's a name for. I don't know if it's gradophobia, though, for you, Esmeralda.
It's called being
I think it's,
real.
No, I think it's chudophobia. I think you're afraid of chuds.
I'm more afraid of cockroaches and rats.
Cockroaches and rats, which inevitably will be down there with the chuds.
Right.
Right. I would be more afraid of the chuds, quite frankly. Have you ever seen a chud?
No, but they're large, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like I could fight it off.
What?
You can't really fight off a cockroach.
Yes, you can step on it.
Yeah, but if they come at you, like at least 10 and more, no. They're on you. They're all over. And then once they get on you and then you get them off, you still have that feeling that they're still on you. It's also a fear.
Okay. And I've told you not to watch the last episode of Creepshow. I've warned you.
Yeah, I'm never watching that.
Okay. You can watch the first four stories. You'll be fine. But there is no way that you would survive the last story of Creepshow.
No, I watched the one move, the Dear Mommy.
Oh, yeah.
And there were some cockroaches going on.
Good night, Mommy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not many. That's only one.
Yeah, no, but they had the whole container.
Oh, they did. They were. That's right. They were breeding them and keeping them as pets.
Gross. And then there were big ones too.
Yes, there were. Oh, that's right. Because he. Oh yeah. God, how could I forget that? I was thinking about the one that crawled into their mom's mouth. That was the one that.
You mean the one they shoved in there?
Yeah. That was a lovely movie, by the way. Good night. Oh hell no.
And I did do that.
Did you?
I did tell V
that
someone was doing that at a screening you saw.
Yep.
And we were counting how many aw hell no's.
Oh, it got to the point where I lost track of how many times the guy went, oh, hell no.
Well, we started doing just, you know, because, yeah.
Well, I'm not blaming the guy. And I mean, luckily it was my second viewing. So, you know, like I was watching and I'm like, this guy's going to, you know, if this guy's saying aw hell no now, I can't wait till we get to the last half hour of this movie. This guy's just going to be on speed dial. He's going to be on all hell no speed dial. Hi. Good morning, everybody. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on 720, on the seventh floor of the Tribune Tower here till 5 a.m. And we were talking about phobias. Do you guys freak out over anything? Esmeralda freaks out over chuds. what do you have phobias of? What are you frightened of? So far, we've got Esmeralda is frightened to walk on grates in the city because there are rats and cockroaches in the sewer system, and she doesn't want to fall.
Well, and hurt myself too.
Yes. Dan hates all twins. Is what we've discovered.
I don't hate all twins. They give me the willies.
He's frightened of them. He doesn't hate them.
I just did that on purpose. I know you don't hate them all. Just your friend Joe and his brother.
And their babies.
And their baby and Joe's babies. Isn't it odd that he chose an Isley Brothers song? Do you see how scary that is, Dan? If you notice, they all stick together. I don't believe there are any twins in the Isley Brothers, though, so. But they are brothers. By the way, suggestion for Wednesday's music theme from listeners. Wang Chung Wednesday was our suggestion, right? I love Wang Chung, but Dan hates him, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that when I was leading the band out.
No, but we did Wang Chung Wednesday.
No, didn't we?
I thought
we discussed it, I think.
We discussed it. I thought you played... Dance Hall Days for a bump once.
That might have been DJ Longfellow.
Maybe. I remember you just how much you love him.
Me?
Yes.
Yes. I believe I probably did a dissertation on the album Mosaic from 1986.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Audrey says, what about, oh, this is good. Right out of the gate. Right out of the gate. Or as Ned Ryerson says, Stephen Tobolowsky says, right out of the box, bing, in Groundhog Day. Audrey says, what about Weird Al Wednesday? Oh, that's good.
Oh, how did we not remember that one?
Yeah, that's good. Weird Al rules. Hey, do you know that he is now going to be the music director on Comedy Bang Bang?
I did see that.
Wow.
Yeah, because Reggie is now with James Corden, who, by the way, is hosting the Tonys, which I think is a great choice. And then I just feel bad. Who's the dude who's the musical director on Comedy Bang Bang now? I don't even know who it is. He took over for Reggie Watts, and then they're like, yeah, whatever. We got Weird Al. Leave. 847 area code says Wilco Wednesday. That's not bad. I like Wilco. I have to say no to the last one. 815 area code wants Warrant Wednesday. Yeah, Warrant Wednesday. Yeah. What the hell else do they have besides Cherry Pie? That's it, right? What other songs?
If you don't know.
Now, why would I?
No, I just mean because well you're played. Usually. I just mean you're a wealth of information.
Yeah.
And we don't know. And if you don't know, there is none.
I don't know if Warrant had any other hits. Whenever I think of Warrant, I think of Cherry Pie. And then I just think of the lead singer on the Dr. Drew Drunk show. His name was like Sissy. It's not Sissy. Sissy Frampton, I think, is his name. Lead singer of Warrant. Isn't it Sissy? Sissy Spacek is the lead singer of Warrant. Sissy Spacek is the lead singer of Warrant, right?
Come a long way from being a coal miner's daughter.
She was in Carrie, and then now she's in Warrant. Sissy Spacek, lead singer of Warrant. I don't know what his name is. Slappy Hudson.
For some reason, my computer doesn't want me to Google Warrant.
You can't Google Warrant.
It just will not let me get to Warrant.
Your computer obviously has good musical taste.
Yes.
All right.
Current members of Warrant include Eric Turner, Jerry Dixon, Stephen Sweet, Joey Allen, and Robert Mason.
None of those guys.
You mean Janie Lane?
Yeah, that's it. Janie, what's his name?
Lane.
Janie Lane, that's him.
Yeah, the one with the lead singer with the hair.
Yeah, that guy.
He's got the big teeth in the one scene.
I only know him from that song and from being drunk on that Dr. Drew show. That's the only thing I know about him. 815 area code, we're talking about phobias. I have a fear of driving over railroad crossings, and I swear my heart stops every time I have to drive over one, and I live in a small town where I can't avoid them. So, just think a train is just going to come and barrel down on you.
And yeah, what if your car stops, and then you're stuck?
Uh-oh.
And then you don't hear it.
Right. We'll get out of the
and
car.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. That's fear of local access television, I believe, is what that's called. Fear of local access sports reporting.
I had to explain that to Eileen once because,
Boom goes the dynamite?
I ended a conversation that way, and she's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Just out of nowhere, you just did a boom goes the dynamite?
I was just like, and then, I left work, and I was like, boom goes the dynamite. And she's just like, what?
I can picture Eileen just going, what the hell are you talking about? Boom goes the dynamite. Well, these people would have freaked out. This person who's afraid of that would have freaked out during Groundhog Day last night because there's this scene where he takes Rick Dukeman's car with the two drunks in it and drives straight down the tracks into a train. All right. Carrie says, my mom is scared of snakes. Can't even watch them on TV. It's odd because she grew up in the city. And most likely never even saw a snake. That's probably why she doesn't like him.
I don't either. I mean, if they're on TV, it's fine. But when I, if I go to the zoo, I don't really like going to the reptile part.
Oh, man. I don't. I don't. Snakes don't freak me out. I knew. I used to stay with a woman when I went to New York, and I used to crash at her place. She had, like, I'm not exaggerating, like a 12-foot-long python.
The thing gets out and it chokes you.
Well, she'd leave it out.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not kidding.
No.
All right, hold on. We got a break. What are you afraid of? 312-981-7200. We haven't even tapped into my insecurities and insanity. Okay. We want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. News next. The man is a damn genius. I hope people realize that Weird Al Yankovic is a damn genius.
Now, do you remember on The Simpsons? I just looked it up because I remember he said this. But Homer said, he who is tired of Weird Al is tired of life.
Oh, that
How true is that?
That's absolutely true.
If you don't like Weird Al, like, you or just I would cut you out of my life.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. I completely 100% agree with that. If you don't like Weird Al, there's something wrong with you. Seriously. Who the hell does not love Weird Al Yankovic? He's the king. Nick DiGiulio.
He's very nice.
And he's very nice.
That's what I hear.
Well, you know what? Here's what I heard. Our old friend Paula Cooper, who used to do the news overnight hours for years with Steve and Johnny, and I would fill in. She would do my shows on Sunday nights. She was the producer of a man named Ian Punnett's show. Now, for those of you who are WGN historians, you probably remember Ian Punnett. he was Afternoon Drive. Ian Punnett was Afternoon Drive for a while here at the station. Paula was his producer for a while. And so Weird Al was on with Ian Punnett. Weird Al was on with Ian Punnett and Paula was producing, and Weird Al asked Paula if she were like free. He like hit on Paula and then like picked her up and stuff, like physically like picked her up and carried her around and stuff. Dan, have you not heard this story?
I had not heard this story.
Weird Al hit on Paula Cooper. Hey, would you like to go out?
Not into him like that.
Then he picked her up like physically. And this was when Weird Al was mustache Weird Al, and glasses Weird Al.
Right. Ugh. I think he has a six-pack now, I want to say.
No, he looks good now.
Yeah,
he's
like
got the crazy hair. He's got the crazy long-ass hair.
Well, he's contained the curl.
Yeah.
He knows what serums are now, I'm assuming.
I have no idea.
For his curls,
Oh, for his curls.
Yeah.
Oh.
Make them smooth and...
Oh, all right. Okay. Anyway, but he's the king of the universe, Weird Al. So Weird Al Wednesday. I like that one. That's Audrey is the one who suggested that. He's the man. So we're talking about phobias. If you are afraid of anything, 312-981-7200. I have many. But I guess, Esmeralda, your fear of cockroaches, would definitely fall into the insect fear.
Yeah, it's really all insects.
Okay, well then that's called entomophobia.
Yeah.
Entomophobia. We mentioned snakes. Ophidiophobia.
I was hoping it was something with an S.
No.
Snakes.
Spiders. We all know spiders.
Yep.
Arachnophobia, because they made a really terrible movie titled that. I suffer from this one. The number one on the list is acrophobia. I am afraid of heights. Didn't used to be when I was younger. Didn't used to be afraid to fly. Terrified of flying now. Oh, this is going to be weird if I have to fly now. it's going to be very weird because the only way that I could fly before was to get drunk. Oh, this is going to be bad.
You can learn to meditate.
Yeah, me? Meditate? What are you talking about? You've been working with me now for months. You should know that that's like an impossibility.
Or take a train.
Yeah, I could take a train. Claustrophobia. I do suffer from claustrophobia, a little bit of claustrophobia. But my fear is of, I have like a fear of being on my back and someone like holding me down, like being pinned down on my back or having something, like I could never work on a car. Like I could never like go underneath a car to work on it because it's that is that thing on top of me. I couldn't do it.
Are you scared it's going to fall on you or just
no, it's
the
that I need to be able to, I need to be able to sit up. I need to be able to move. I can't handle it. I have a fear of being buried too, like buried alive, like in a box. Because like, I don't know why, but like three movies come to mind that almost like destroyed me. One being, The Serpent and the Rainbow. That movie almost killed me. Like, and I love that movie. I adore it. I see it all. I watched it a bunch of times. You know, I watched it. When I went home after hearing that Wes Craven died and we did the Wes Craven tribute, I put that one in the DVD and knowing that at one point I'm going to hyperventilate and almost pass out because it happens every time I see the movie. There's a scene in the movie where they bury Bill Pullman alive. Have you seen that movie, Esmeralda?
I haven't, but I heard that whole
They blow
thing.
this dust on him that stops his heart and his vitals, but he's still conscious. He can still see and feel. But he can't talk, he can't speak. For all intents and purposes, he appears to be completely dead. No heartbeat, no pulse, nothing. So then what's been happening is they were reported in Haiti that there were zombies walking around. And that's because this dust would stop all of your vitals and then wear off after like 8 hours. And then they would dig themselves out of their, people would dig themselves out of their graves and be walking around. And people were like, wait a minute, that guy was dead like 12 hours ago. Now he's walking around. So in the movie, they blow this dust on Bill Pullman's face. And he's like running through this village in Haiti, begging people, you know, he's saying like, don't let them bury me. I'm not dead. Please don't let them bury me. I'm not dead. Boom. He can still see. He can still feel. So they keep his eyes open. They put him in a coffin. And for good measure, after they pronounce him dead, they throw him in a coffin. And for good measure, they throw a tarantula on his face.
Right. Because, you know, that's good luck.
No. They do it on purpose because the people did it to him on purpose.
Okay.
So they're trying to torture him. So they stick him in this box and they nail it shut and then they bury him. And there's a sequence in the movie where it's completely black. Like the screen is completely black. And all you hear is when the dust wears off. And all of a sudden you hear and him clawing at the box. I'm telling you that the first time I saw that movie, I thought I was going to pass out. I was sitting next to Roy. And Roy was like, hey, man, are you all right? And I was just like, I was like beside myself. And then that damn Kill Bill. Volume 2, the Kill Bill Volume 2, man. That scene is unbelievable when Michael Madsen buries Uma Thurman alive. Oh, my God.
Does it help at all that she gets out?
And so does Bill Pullman. And so, but and in both cases, the sense of relief, you know, is unbelievable in my case. I immediately stop urinating in my pants. All of that stops. And then the other one is an entire movie. Have you seen this movie called Buried, Esmeralda?
I've heard of it.
With Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
It is Stephen Tobolowsky is in that movie. His voice is, because nobody else is in it except for Ryan Reynolds. But there are voice cameos by other actors. Tobolowsky's in it. But that whole movie takes place in a box with Ryan Reynolds. And I didn't think I was going to make it through that movie, but I don't know why. I kind of got used to it. Kind of. And I will say this. At one point, I think one of the reasons why I got used to it, at one point he actually flips himself around so that he's on his stomach instead of on his back. And that helped me. That really did. That helped me. So, but yeah, those are movies. That's not going to help you. If you suffer from claustrophobia, I don't suggest enjoying those motion pictures. So, all right. All the other phobias we've got, and we'll get to those. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What freaks you out? What irrational phobia do you have?
Roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm wide and nerdy. Thinking just too wide and nerdy. Thinking just too wide and nerdy. Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy? Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy. I'd like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too wide and nerdy. Thinking just too wide and nerdy.
How do you deny the genius of this, of what we're listening to right now? This is brilliant. And the video for this is unbelievably great.
Oh, my favorite is the recent one where it was a play on Iggy Azalea.
Yes.
Oh, about him being a carpenter.
Yep.
It's like, what?
He's a genius. Weird Al Yankovic is a damn genius. All right. And I bet he's not scared of anything. I bet he has no phobias. Fearless Weird Al. That's what he should call himself.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm sure he's scared of everything.
No way.
He seems like a frightened man.
No.
Very nice, but a frightened man.
The most confident man on the planet is Weird Al. All men can learn from Weird Al Yankovic on how to behave like a man. That's how I feel. 309 area code says, Bill Leff has a fear of public restrooms. Well, now you worked with the guy for a couple of years. Dan, does he have a fear of public restrooms?
Can't say that I encountered the fear of public restrooms. Definitely afraid of needles, though. Like syringe, like getting a flu shot needles.
Really?
Yes.
That's called trypanophobia. Fear of needles, trypanophobia. Yeah. Has Bill ever spent time in a hospital? Do we know?
He told me a story that they were considering delaying his wedding because up until right before they got married, you used to have to take a blood test to make sure you weren't related.
Yeah.
And they were considering postponing the wedding until the law was passed through that he would not have to have blood taken. That's how much he was afraid of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that Bill has never spent a significant amount of time in a hospital. Let me tell you something. You get over that real quick. If you spend more than you, anybody who's listening to me right now who has spent more than one day in a hospital or a couple of nights in the hospital, if you're afraid of needles, welcome to hell, pal, because they're going to be stuck in and out of your arms for, you know, at least 10 times a day you're going to get stuck. So
I find it fascinating. Like when they want to take blood, I'm like, yeah. And they're like, turn your head. I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm just like staring at them, shove the needle.
Yeah, I had an issue that when I was in the hospital, the last time I was in the hospital, God, it was awful. But the last time I was in the hospital, I had an issue with my IV on top of my hand. You know, when they put the IV on the top of your hand?
Right.
And it was like it was put in badly or something, and it was really painful, like really, really, really painful. And they had to like redo it like a few times. That's not fun.
No, I mean when there's pain like that.
Yeah.
But really good.
Well, none of it's fun. It's not. And it's never fun to have a needle stuck in you for any particular reason.
And the thing
is, I'm one of these guys that you can find a vein on me, no problem. Like, I mean, I got veins sticking out. Like, I look like the dude at the end of Scanners.
Yeah, no, they love me at the blood donation.
Yeah,
it's really easy to find them.
Oh yeah, but yeah. So, but not no. But Dan, you've never heard. So he's got the fear of needles, but you've never heard the public restroom.
I've heard about the public restroom.
Well, boy, if he's got a, you know, I've seen Bill at Wrigley Field. I don't know how he could handle that.
Yeah.
I wonder how public. Like, is this public?
This one the one downstairs or the
right.
One here? I think maybe he's okay with the one downstairs because those are singles.
That's true.
And the one here in the studio that I have, that's a single. You can lock the door and you're all alone. But like when you go into a public restroom and there's like stalls and urinals and stuff, I can understand people feeling a little. I don't. I'm not. Although I'm not. I can do the number one anywhere. I don't care. I really, you know, I grew up 6 blocks away from Wrigley Field. I've been peeing in troughs for 50 years. So, but I'm not good at the public, the other thing. I don't, number two is
no,
not
there
good.
You go.
No, I can, I'm not, I try to, I will do everything in my power to not do that anywhere in public.
I'm just amazed that you guys can go in those troughs.
Oh,
so gross.
I don't care.
Just a big puddle of, ugh.
Have you ever seen the videos of guys sliding through them?
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with people?
They're idiots.
They know what it is, right?
It's a trough full of pee, and guys slide through it because they're drunk morons. And there are not, there's not, by the way, it's not just one YouTube video of like a drunk guy, you know, doing a face slide through the troughs. It's multiple. I'm not, Dan, you've seen these.
I have. They're pretty disgusting.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's just like, what the hell is wrong with you?
But, I mean, they do say that urine is not sanitary.
Listen, unless Wrigley Field is suddenly infested with jellyfish, I am not going to be diving into a trough full of urine.
Is that where you got the idea for the Friends episode?
Oh yeah. Yes. I don't know
the episode where Chandler has to pee, or was it Chandler or Joey that had to pee on Monica, I think. Because
I think it was
stuck.
Chandler, yeah. And yeah. Maybe Joey was like, why didn't, why wasn't I there?
Right.
Yeah, this show's a lot better than Seinfeld.
Right. you should also tell Esmeralda about the thing you used to do as a kid when you and your parents would go to a restaurant.
Oh, God, I can't believe I used to do this, but my mom loves to bring it up. Evidently, Esmeralda, when I was a little kid, we would go to a restaurant or a fast food place, restaurant, whatever, and I would immediately be taken, tell my parents to take me to the bathroom. And if the bathroom was not clean, I would not eat there.
That's kind of a good sign, though, because if it's not sanitary, come on.
I understand that, but that clearly did not last into my adulthood. Because if I walk into a McDonald's or something and some guy's peeing all over the walls, I'd be like, I'll take a shake. That's not what I meant. I didn't mean that kind of shake. I meant a milkshake. Dan, you getting ready for Friday morning show straight out of context? But no, I mean, I can't imagine me doing that. My mom insists that when I was a little kid, I used to make them take me, and then I would make them leave. I wouldn't eat there. We'd have to go someplace else. But that is so not even remotely. If you saw the way my bathroom looks right now, you'd be like, yeah, that's not true.
People would walk out and go, nope.
Yeah, I'm not eating here. But I can't even believe that that's true. So... But yeah, you know, I'm one of those people that like if I have to do the number two, I'll make the coughing noise when if someone comes in, like if I'm alone, and then someone comes in, I'll make the coughing noise, you know, to let them know that I'm in there. And then I won't, you know, I'll sometimes even put my hand on the door to hold it because I don't want anybody like you know opening the door or kicking the door open or anything. So I'll go. I'll put my hand on the door, and then I won't do what I need to do until that person leaves because I don't want noises. I don't want noises to be heard.
And you know that they know what you are about to do because you waited.
I guess. And then they take their time. Oh, it's going to take me a half an hour to pee because I know that you're holding it right now because you don't want to make any embarrassing sounds. And that's pretty much what it comes down to. So, but I mean, that's, I don't have like a, you know, so, I mean, I don't know. So if Bill has a, does he go to the bathroom in public?
We have an update. We'll tell you after the news.
Okay.
How about that for a tease? Learn Bill Habits, urine habits.
Bill Leff's urine habits are up next, everybody. Now, did you call Dumont? Call Dumont. Cause this is award-winning radio coming out. Those Silver Dome nominations are coming out pretty soon. I got a feeling we're going to get one for this. Oh, man. I love me some Weird Al. Esmeralda is particularly happy with that choice, Dan.
Such a good song.
Yeah. He's the best. Weird Al rules. All right. Nick DiGilio here. Hey, coming up in just a little bit, a very happy return from the All-Star break. Hawks win 2-1 against the Avs, and we will have your Blackhawks Express coming up in just a few minutes. And we are talking about being frightened, phobias, irrational fears that you might have. And we've been talking about some of the classics. We got snakes. We got enclosed spaces, spiders, heights, clowns, needles, insects. How about public speaking? Glossophobia. I do not suffer from glossophobia. Not at all. Any chance I can get to talk, especially if it's about myself, I'll do it.
It is an interesting, dichotomy. Because, obviously, we didn't get into this business without the ability to speak to people.
Yeah.
You know, to have people, be that afraid. I worked at, I was an intern at 94.7 The Zone.
Yeah, man!
With Kevin Matthews in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, Kev was in the morning then?
Yeah, Kev was in the morning then.
All right.
But I worked with... I was,
you know, Kevin listens to the show, by the way.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So
you're interning.
I was interning there, and the woman who was the promotions coordinator, she had was deathly afraid of public speaking, and so I remember I emceed a screening of what was the David Duchovny, Harold Ramis? Was it Harold Ramis
about the aliens? It was Ivan Reitman. You get those guys mixed up
all the time.
It's Evolution.
Evolution.
Yeah.
So we had to give away
Julianne
prizes,
Moore, right?
So.
Julianne Moore.
Yeah, Julianne Moore. Yeah. So she's just like, I can't do this. I can't do this. So I ended up jumping on the stage 20-year-old pimple-faced me. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Zone screening of Evolution.
Welcome to the screening of Harold Ramis's Evolution. Oh, I mean, Ivan Reitman's Evolution.
You know what makes that even worse? I asked a Ghostbusters question to give something away.
No, that's right. Ivan Reitman directed Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay, all right. I feel better now.
Harold Ramis wrote it, and appeared in it, but Ivan Reitman directed it. Yeah. And I mean, I can understand because Ivan Reitman directed Stripes, Harold Ramis co-wrote, he was in that. And there's a whole connection between those guys. But yeah. That's pretty funny though, man. But no, you know what? I don't begrudge or mock anybody who has a fear of public speaking. I don't begrudge or mock anybody who has any of these fears. Because it's legit. I mean, and I used to hate those shows. Remember when there was that trend on the stupid daytime talk shows where they would have people come out who had a weird phobia.
Oh yeah, and they're scared of tissues.
Right, and they would bring out 100 tissues. Because of course the theory is that if you face your fear, you'll be okay. You know. And I always feel terrible for those people. I'm like, don't do that to them. But I guess, psychologists say that that's the way you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to face your fear to overcome it.
I mean, when it's something like tissues.
Yeah, but just to see. But the thing is, no matter how ridiculous it may be, oh, God, I'm terrified of styrofoam. If you bring out some styrofoam. But I would see those shows and I would see that people, I mean, it wasn't an act. These people were legitimately terrified. And I don't care how silly we may perceive it to be. Why would you be scared of styrofoam? But to see the look on their faces, I mean, it was genuine. It was genuine terror. And I don't want to see people get put through that. I don't care how silly it may be to us. Oh my God, you're afraid of Kleenex? You're an idiot. Well, no, they're afraid of Kleenex. It sounds silly, but that. The way they're acting, the way they look, it's very unpleasant. Don't do that to somebody. You know how much I love Jackass?
Yes.
And the guys from Jackass, every offshoot of Jackass, every one of those guys, I could watch 50 hours straight of Jackass. I could watch the movies. I could watch the show. I have the 5-hour box set of all the unseen stuff that they cut out. But when you know who's deathly afraid of snakes is Bam. Bam Margera is deathly afraid of snakes, and they do a bit in, I want to say it was the second Jackass movie, where they push him into a pit, which is filled with rubber snakes, mostly, but a few real ones, just a few. And they keep pushing him down. It was one of those deals where, like, he's trying to climb out. It's like they pushed him into this big hole, and he couldn't get his footing, and he was trying to climb out, and then they were all laughing and pushing him down. Because that's what Jackass is. You do something to somebody, and then you laugh about it. And 99.9% of the time, I think everything they do on Jackass is hilarious. I felt horrible for Bam. I was like, oh, God, don't do that. Don't do that. And when he finally got out, he was crying.
Aww.
He was like, don't do that to me, guys. You know, and he's like, he was crying. He was like off in the corner. And it, like, he was traumatized. So I can't, even if it's perceived as silly, just putting somebody through that, I don't think that's cool. It just, I don't care how ridiculous. It's like, I'm terrified of home invasion stuff, you know? And I know that some people are like, that's silly. But, like, home invasion movies really freak me out. I have nightmares. I have recurring nightmares about home invasion. Because when I was five, somebody tried to break into the house, and I saw the person's hand inside the door trying to open it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was 5 years old. And they never found the guy. Like, the cops showed up. They searched the house. They searched our apartment while we ran outside the front door. My mom and I ran outside the front door. This was the middle of the afternoon. Ran outside the front door. The cops come in. They said they didn't find anybody. So they didn't catch the guy. We go back in the house, or into the apartment where we live. My dad comes home from work. We go back in. We go upstairs. We walk into the apartment. Every door is open because the cops went and looked in every door. Like, every closet door was open, every door. Pantry door, bedroom doors, bathroom door, everything was open. And I'll never forget that as long as I live. Like the guy trying to get through the back door and then coming back up, hearing that the guy was not caught, and, like, they had to look in every door of our apartment to make sure that the guy wasn't in there. And, you know, I was, like, six when this happened. And so now, you know, like, I have an absolutely irrational fear of home invasion. Like, when I walk into my apartment, the first thing I do, I triple lock the door. I put the chains on. You know, I always make sure my back door is locked. If for some reason our lobby door, because, you know, I live in an apartment building, if our lobby door for some reason doesn't lock or close, I will spend 15 minutes trying to get it to lock and close and make sure that nobody can get in from the outside, even if it's just in the lobby. And that's completely irrational. I realize that, you know. But, you know, and then, like, certain movies that I see, if they involve home invasion, I'm done. I'm done. Like, if somebody's trying to break into a house or like, somebody's outside of a door, like, scratching at the door trying to get in, that just destroys me. So, because I'm a wuss. But it freaks me out. There's this movie called Them. Have I ever told you about this movie? It's a French film.
I think I've heard about it.
The American title is Them. It's called Ils, is the French title. It's ILS. And it's about this couple, and they're in the middle of this big, empty house. And the guy's a writer, and he's trying to write. And the woman is a teacher. And they're in the middle of the forest in this house. And they start to get hassled by people trying to get into the house. I was in the fetal position during this movie.
And I
love it. It's one of my favorite, you know, it's a great movie. It's a terrifying movie, and I watch it every Halloween. But I literally was like, the first time I saw it, I was like, I can't take this. The entire movie, it's only 75 minutes long. It's a very short film. But the entire movie is about people on the outside trying to get into this big house with just two people inside. It's a scary-ass movie. But that feeds into my own phobia because I'm weird. All right. We got some more phobias here, and we'll talk about those. And we've got an express, but then we'll wrap up. We'll do the express after the break, and then we'll wrap up the phobia talk.
We'll
squeeze
it in.
Okay, we'll squeeze that in. Big Frank sends in a text.
For a second, I was like, what's big? What?
I'm afraid of Big Frank.
It's like, I would be too. You owe him money.
Big Frank says, hey, Esmeralda.
Yes, Big Frank.
Years ago, there was a bar on Western Avenue north of 63rd Street. There was a manhole cover that would slide sideways and completely open the manhole, and it was there for years.
Are you kidding me?
No. Ugh. See, now you're going to be afraid of manholes.
I'm
now.
Not going to 63rd Street over by Western.
Yeah.
Not going over there.
That's, you know, major chud action.
Or you know what it is? Just don't drive. Just don't go in the street.
Don't.
Because manholes are on the road.
Yes, they are.
Not on the sidewalk.
Yes, they are. So don't cross the street or don't go on the street.
Well, jaywalk.
Well, it depends. No, some there are some manholes on the sidewalk.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
Manholes aren't too big of a fear.
Okay. Not after this morning. 708 area code says, I'm an undertaker, and I still get scared at The Exorcist. I won't even keep it in the house.
But, you know, well, I mean, all those dead bodies he has to deal
yeah.
with.
That's not... Well, I believe that's why he prefaced it by saying that he was an undertaker.
Gross.
But he was freaking out. He freaks out, yeah, The Exorcist, I won't even keep it in the house. Well, nobody says you have to keep The Exorcist in your house.
I love he watches it and then just throws it out the window.
Not only will I not rewind this and get charged $2, I'm throwing it out the damn window. Wow, what year am I in when I'm talking about rewind fees? Wow. Okay, welcome to the 80s, Nick.
See, I have a fear of dead bodies. Fresh ones. Like dried up ones is fine. Because I once went to the chiropractic college and they had one without skin. And it was dried. It was like a year old. Didn't have a head. And that one I found very fascinating.
Did you go to Body Works? Or
no.
Body Worlds? Body
no,
Worlds?
No, I should have. Awesome. I would have liked to.
Oh, it was so awesome. Dan, did you see that exhibit?
I did. I did. We actually interviewed the guy. He was an interesting dude. Can I ask, pray tell, what you were doing in a chiropractic college?
Oh, because I took AP Biology, the same class where I made the Herbie the Love Bug comic.
Yeah.
About chlorophyll and all that.
That's right.
I quit the class, and then that day I was still in the class, and they were like, we're going to the chiropractic college. So I went back to the office and was like, can I undo this? And then after that, I left. I quit again.
Because of the
it
dead bodies?
It was hard. No, that was quite fascinating.
Yeah. Did you didn't really see Body Worlds, though, did you?
No.
God,
I would have liked it.
It was so cool. It was just cool. You know, the best one, Dan, was the dude and the horse.
The horse was amazing.
The horse was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
See, that's what the body looked like because it didn't have skin or a head.
That was, man, that was cool. That was one of those. I went, Dan, did you go around remember when they were doing it for 24 hours?
I did not go. I went a couple weeks before, but yeah, that's amazing.
I went after I got off my shift on a Sunday morning when I was doing Saturday overnights. Heather and I went and. The rest of it was creepier and more awesome because the rest of Field Museum was closed. So, like, all the lights were off, and you could kind of, like, walk around a little bit. And the only exhibit that was open was Body Worlds.
I've been in the Field Museum overnight. Not for a thing. My dad, because he installed carpet for a while, he installed a section.
That is
awesome.
And
I went in with just, like, I'm here to help.
And you were in the Field Museum overnight?
Yeah.
Did you run around? Did you go nuts?
A little bit, but then someone's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm with them. Like a child.
Laying carpet.
Yeah, child labor.
Dusting the dinosaur. Wow. That's cool. You ever see Damien Omen 2?
No.
It's shot at the Field Museum.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's like some of it takes place at night. And in the Damien Omen 2, we've talked about this.
Is
because
he older?
Yes, he is. He's like 13.
Oh.
And he's going to like a private military school, and that was shot in, I believe, Lake Forest, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But a lot of it was shot at Field Museum because his dad's played by his, you know, adopted dad is played by William Holden, and he like runs the Field Museum. And there's one part in the movie where the dude from Designing Women, the black dude from Designing Women, Meshach Taylor, Machen Amick was in Twin Peaks. Anyway, so he gets cut in half by an elevator cable.
Awesome.
Remember we talked about this. He was in an elevator. The elevator cable snaps. He goes flying. It hits the basement. And then he's like laying there because he's almost knocked out. He's laying in the bottom of the elevator. The cable's going. It blasts through the roof of the elevator, slices them right in half.
See, I have, I don't, it's not a fear.
Of cables cutting you in half at the
Field
Museum?
But it's things like that. It's like when you, I always think about it. Like when you open a door to a car, and then when you're about to get in, and you think, oh my God, what if someone just went crazy and came flying through and just,
no, that's, your that's, leg. Yeah.
Those are the thoughts I have.
Okay. The person from 773 just texted in, they have a deathly fear of elevators, is probably thrilled by the last 45 seconds of conversation.
No, that's legit too. I'm not happy on elevators either.
Yeah.
I'm just,
you get
it's
stuck.
No, I can't, you know, I'm not thrilled. I'm, you know, we only have to go up 7 floors here.
Oh, the claustrophobic thing.
I don't like that. And I don't like heights. I'm in a box that's going up really high.
You could go up the stairs.
Yeah. Like that's going to happen.
Not that afraid.
No. All right, we got a break. And then somebody says, funny you should talk about this. Today, Dawn says, I was thinking about one of my biggest fears, and that is a fear of being a victim of violence. And Mike says, is there a phobia involving ex-wives?
Oh.
Yeah, it's called marriage.
Oh.
Hello, what the hell? All right. We'll be right back.